Why is there no sound? Father's gone silent. I can no longer hear his crying.
I don't know. What if something's happened to him in there?
Ina! Leah!
Yes, Father. Do you need something?
Bring your brothers to me. I want to talk to them.
They are all here, Father.
Why did you call them?
Help me sit down.
Come with me, Grandfather.
Sit down, Father.
Sit down. Are all you brothers here?
Yes, Father.
Listen carefully and answer my questions well. I want you to tell me exactly what happened when you went to Egypt. Were you not to go cautiously and return quietly? How were you caught?
The governor had guards looking for us, and eventually we were recognized.
It seems the governor was very keen to meet you. Why is that?
When we did meet him, he treated us very kindly and respectfully.
He was particularly kind to Benjamin.
When we ate, everyone was to sit with his maternal brother. The governor asked us to do so.
Benjamin was alone, and the governor asked Benjamin to sit with him, and they ate together.
They talked together quietly a great deal.
A lot.
They laughed and cried at the same time.
The governor of Egypt laughed and cried with Benjamin?
No, only Benjamin cried. We asked him. He said he cried for being separated from you.
Crying over a few days of separation in front of the governor of Egypt. That is inexplicable.
Everything was going well until Benjamin was caught.
Bring me a quill, some ink, and some leather. I feel there is a secret in the behavior of the governor of Egypt. He either knows something about Joseph, or he can help you to find your lost brother. Go to the governor of Egypt, or anyone else you can, and ask them about Joseph. My dear ones, something is going on in Egypt.
But we are ashamed to return to Egypt. What can we say to the governor?
Ask him to forgive our brother, or give us wheat again.
Here you are, Grandfather.
I will write a letter to the governor of Egypt. You deliver the letter and ask him some more about your brother. I realized some things from what you have told me that are difficult for you to comprehend. Simeon! Simeon, where are you? Write. From the servant of God, Jacob, to the governor of Egypt, Yusarsif. Glorious God has always brought catastrophe upon us, the family of prophets. He has tested us with various calamities. My grandfather, Abraham, was tested with Nimrod fire and took my uncle Ishmael, the sacrifice of God, to the sacrificing place.
This wool is worthless. Would they give us wheat for this?
It's better than nothing.
They will not give us wheat for nothing. We must either have dirham or dinar, or have goods to trade. But we have nothing.
So we must come up with goods. We have hide and wool that we haven't yet sold.
That's because no one will buy them.
My daughters-in-law and I have spun some thread. That will be useful.
They won't give us wheat for that.
We know our goods are worthless, but where's the choice? Who knows? The governor of Egypt might give us wheat and Benjamin.
Dream on.
Don't lose hope in God's mercy, Judah.
Joseph, deliver my letter to the governor of Egypt. Do not return to Canaan without Benjamin. God be with you. God be with you.
Greetings to the governor of Egypt, the great Yuzarsif.
Greetings to Prophet Joseph.
Greetings to the kind Inaros. Where have you been?
Living under the kindness of the governor of Egypt. I have come to inform you that the Pharaoh is coming to see you.
The Pharaoh? Here? How strange. Greetings to the mighty Pharaoh of Egypt.
Greetings to the Prophet of God.
Welcome, Lady.
Welcome, Lady.
What has happened that the wise Yuzarsif visits us less and less?
Perhaps a new hobby has kept Excellency Yuzarsif busy.
If I'd known a wife and children would keep Yuzarsif so busy that he'd forget us, I'd never have allowed marriage.
But Excellency Yuzarsif has found a new preoccupation, Excellency Pharaoh. My guess then was correct. No, my lady. Part of your guess is correct. But it is the governor of Egypt's brothers which is the problem.
Problem?
Yes. By God's mercy, I have found my brothers after 30 odd years.
That is good news, isn't it? We must congratulate you. Any news from your great father, Prophet Jacob?
I haven't yet been fortunate to meet him. But I met my brothers twice. They have returned to Canaan now.
Why not bring them to Egypt with your father? We can provide them with more convenience here.
I would like that. But Pharaoh Akhenaten must first allow it.
It would be an honor for us if Prophet Jacob would bless Egypt's soil with his steps. You are the true owner of Egypt, but you ask me for permission? Bring them to Egypt as soon as possible. I thought the love for Zuleika had been added to the love for Asenath, and you had forgotten us.
She is communing with another beloved now. She does not intend to involve me.
She is mistaken. Yuzarsif's not separate from God. Summon Zuleika. I want to know what this is all about. Where do you intend to house your family?
I'm thinking about Goshen, which is near Memphis.
That's an area in the Nile Delta, with fertile lands. That is the best. I agree with you.
Provided His Excellency does not forget us because he is so busy with his father and brothers.
We cannot bear separation. Do not be cruel to us.
That is very kind of the Pharaoh.
You look like a saint, Zuleika. You seem to have been worshipping all your life. You used to worship Amon, and were his goddess. Now you worship God and pray to him.
Today we want to bring Zuleika from heaven to earth and unite her with earthly creatures.
There is no need for that, Excellency Pharaoh. I have not yet gone beyond the cage of the worldly body. If you will, I shall be a maid in the court.
If that is so, why are you in love with the heavenly creatures and yet ignore the earthly ones?
The earthly creature you refer to is prostrated by the angels. Zuleika's ignorance shall not lessen his magnificence.
We do not wish this ignorance to continue. Why do you not accept becoming Yuzar Seif's wife?
Very well, then. We officially propose that you wed Excellency Yuzar Seif.
If the Pharaoh and Lady allow, Lady Zuleika will think it over for a few days.
She will have time to think, but she is not permitted to refuse. I want a positive answer. You are both dear to us. We do not want this union delayed any longer. Zuleika, you may leave.
Benjamin really a slave? He was dressed smarter than the governor of Egypt.
Plenty measures. Take it over there. 5 people. 15 measures. Go on.
I have no money.
Nothing?
No. What I had, I used to pay for wheat.
As I've said before, those who don't have money must sign a slave document, and then you may get wheat.
I've been a slave all my life, either to the government or to the temple. Being Excellency Yuzersi's slave is an honor.
You are not alone. All Egypt's people are slaves of Excellency Yuzar Seif.
We consider this slavery the utmost freedom, and we are proud of it.
My hope is you will be a servant to the One, and not be anybody's slave.
Excellency Yuzar Seif, I have nothing left to sell. Will you give me free wheat?
He was one of the richest people in Egypt.
Give him wheat in return for his slavery.
You want me to become a slave to get free wheat? You took everything I had. My house, my children, my assets, my slaves. My wife and children are your slaves. What else do you want from me? You have destroyed me.
Did anyone force you to buy wheat?
Yes. Famine. Hunger. I would die if I didn't have any wheat.
During the famine, did you give any of your crop to the government silos?
No. I didn't believe there would be a famine.
So you're paying the price for your life.
I would rather death than slavery.
If slavery is bad,
Why did you have slaves when you were rich?
That is what hurts me. I had many slaves in the past. Why should I become one now?
So that you might understand how a slave feels. We don't take anyone as a slave by force.
Your Excellency, I was one of his slaves. He was very cruel to me.
All people of Thebes will gather in the yard of Amon Temple tomorrow. And I will tell them why I wanted them as slaves.
What will he say tomorrow?
No idea.
Give him free wheat. No human's armor must be completely destroyed.
Yes, Excellency, certainly.
How much wheat do you want?
And become a slave.
No, today your wheat is free. Excellency, use us if so orders.
Is being his slave not utmost freedom?
Nobody owns anything in Egypt anymore. Even the people are owned by the government. All treasures in Amon Temple belong to the Egyptian government. All wealthy people have been stripped of their power and wealth and become equal to others. No danger is threatening monotheism. Now it is your decision. What will you do with so many slaves and so much wealth?
Whatever Egypt has is because of the wise Uzar Sif. Akhenaten is in power now because of you. You are the governor of Egypt. You have complete control. Do whatever you deem appropriate.
And if I donate everything?
You will even decide for Akhenaten and his children.
May God keep safe Pharaoh Akhenaten. Thank you. I will announce my decision tomorrow in the temple and in front of the people. Has the time not come to accept Joseph's proposal? Will the praying go on?
The governor of Egypt is the ruler and decision maker. If he orders, I will leave the seclusion.
No, he will not coerce. Compulsion is useless if there is no love.
I sometimes tell myself, what is the need for earthly love when there is heavenly love? Although I realize if Joseph's love didn't exist, I wouldn't be in love with the Beloved now. I was directed by Joseph to the Beloved. I experienced love with Joseph's affection, but found the real Beloved with faith. I feel indebted to Joseph's love, but I feel that I am needless of other love when his love exists. So there is no place for Excellency Yuzar Seif in a corner of Lady Zuleika's heart?
The one with his greatness has captured my soul in a way that leaves no room for any other love.
Do not hesitate. The love that directed you to the real beloved is sacred. There is an inseparable bond between the earthly and heavenly loves, provided that the earthly love does not distract you from heaven.
I fear the beloved might scold me for having two beloveds inside one heart.
You are free to choose. My duty was to take a step for this sacred union. I hope you think more.
Lady, what would you answer Malik and Pharaoh Akhenaten?
Joseph is the prophet of God. Is it possible to love God, but not have the prophet's love in one's heart?
We are hopeful now. Seemingly, Lady Zuleika has decided to wise up a little.
God, who is the Egyptian people's provider and savior. When I was young, one day I read a book to Potiphar, the former governor, which had predicted the future of Egypt. It was written in that book, there would come a day in Egypt when criteria would change, and that the wealthy and poor would change places with each other. The rich would lose their palaces and servants, and the slaves and oppressed would become free and able to rule their own fate. And on that day, Amon, the god of Egyptians, would have no worshippers.
He's got it! Long live Yuzar Seif, the prophet of God!
Long live our savior, Yuzar Seif!
Potiphar expressed to me his longing to see such a day. He didn't live long enough, but you can witness the realization of that prediction. Many of the older people in Egypt might remember the day in Thebes when many people gathered in the square of the slave drivers in order to buy a slave boy. That slave child is today the owner and ruler of the people of Egypt. There was a time when you wanted to be lord of the great Uzar Seath. But now, he is your lord.
Yes. That day, Potiphar bore that child, and today, that child has bought us all.
If I had known, I would have strangled that child that
all
day with my own
hands.
All
this is indicative of a superior will above all wills, and a power stronger than all powers.
I have not felt Uzar Seath as a lord, or I am a slave.
Who says this is slavery? We hold this slavery 1,000 times dearer than freedom or being a lord. Yeah!
I have summoned you all here today to free you from slavery to Uzar Seath and the Egyptian government. People who have accepted to be the one God's servant must not be the servants or slaves to any power or government. On this day, you will receive the certificate for the freedom of you and your families. As of today, everyone is free. Except those who had limited the freedom of others in the past. The slave drivers and the rich who had gained wealth and power by exploiting others. They will remain in slavery. We will not put slaves' yoke on them. But if they do wrong, they will be penalized severely. I bought Egyptian people. Only because I wanted to free their slaves and capture their slave drivers and oppressors.
So, this was the secret behind enslaving the Egyptian people.
Excellency Uzar Seath always has a reason.
We separated right and wrong with this trick.
The governor's words are similar to those of a prophet.
He is a savior of Egypt.
As of tomorrow, the silo managers will give wheat to the people free of charge. Now the government must provide food for its people. This goes for those who are freed today and those who remain slaves. By God's will, famine will end shortly. But until the famine ends, we must continue consume moderately in order to avoid food shortages. This was Amon Temple in the past. As of now, the one God will be worshipped at this building. In the next ceremony, we must remove from here the idols and symbols of polytheism.
Who just called my Canaanite name?
Joseph? Joseph?
What are you doing here?
I was waiting for you.
Why here? How did you know you would find me here?
After you left yesterday, I asked God to place the love of his prophet in my heart if he deemed it right. I couldn't accept to have God's love in my heart without a trace of his prophet's love. I chose to come to this place where I waited and waited for you for many years.
I know. Waiting is hard.
Harder than that was hearing the snide remarks. Everyone said, "Stop it. How long are you going to wait for Joseph?" If you don't come, it shows God does not will this union.
Yet here I am. Does it mean the blossoming of a renewed love?
I have come here for the prophet of God to accept me as a slave like other Egyptians.
But I have just freed all the Egyptian people today.
I don't want to be free. I have come here to be enslaved.
Congratulations. This enslavement is auspicious.
You witnesses, Zuleika wants to be enslaved.
Again, the 10 Canaanite brothers. Enter.
Thank you. I remember he said we'd find him in the camp of the slave drivers.
Right. We should go that way.
Is he?
Levi! Levi!
Hello, brother!
Hey, brother!
Hello!
Hello!
It's hello, good to see you, brother!
Here.
Hello!
Hello, brother!
Levi!
Greetings, brother!
Hello, brother! Brother, it's
hello.
Good to see
hello,
you!
Hello, brother!
Hello, brother!
Hello, brother!
Your family said hello.
Any news from Benjamin?
Calm down a minute. I have a lot to tell you. A lot has been going on, my brother.
Father sent this letter to the governor of Egypt. He's asked him to free Benjamin.
We must see the governor of Egypt to give him the letter.
We must go to the governor.
Let's go.
Stay here. We'll be back.
Keep us posted.
He's not a slave at all. Benjamin is living like a king. The governor of Egypt holds him dear like his own eyes.
Did you see this for yourself or hear it?
I saw it. He takes him everywhere, even by a chariot beside him.
You're saying he's become Uzar Seif's private slave?
No, I told you, he's living like a king, and you call him a private slave?
Like his brother Joseph, he has a talisman.
He has attracted the governor of Egypt so much that he's not even separated from Benjamin for one second. This way.
We have a message from our father for the governor of Egypt.
Let us enter.
I'm not allowed to do that. I must ask Excellency Harmham. You cannot enter the palace whenever you wish.
Excellency Advisor!
Excellency Advisor, can we have a word with you?
You lot again. What do you want?
We want to see Excellency Uzar Seif, the governor. We've brought a letter from our father.
I would have thought, considering what your brother did, you would have been too ashamed to return to Thebes. All right. Come with me.
Let's go.
Raise your head. What do you want?
Although we are ashamed of our brother's conduct, the magnanimity of the governor of Egypt has encouraged us to once again extend our hands in need.
Canaan is still suffering from famine. We have no money, or goods for which we could trade for wheat. Our belongings are meager.
We have brought only a little wool and thread. We know it is not worth much.
We are hoping that the governor of Egypt will again help to save our tribe in return for our goods.
Very well. I will have them give you wheat this time as well. But you must promise to pay the entire price on your return.
We are grateful. May God keep his blessing on the governor of Egypt.
We have another request. We hope the governor of Egypt will hear it.
I will hear it. But I hope it is not about Benjamin.
Actually, it is. We beg your excellency to return him, so we may return him to Canaan. Our father cannot bear his separation any longer.
Did I not tell you he was well off?
He looks nothing like a slave. Father's letter.
Our father has written a letter to the governor of Egypt. If you will allow it.
Not a moment.
From the servant of God, Jacob, to the governor of Egypt, Usarsif. Glorious God has always brought catastrophe upon us, the family of prophets, and has tested us with various calamities. My grandfather, Abraham, was tested with Nimrod fire and took my uncle Ishmael, the sacrifice of God, to the sacrificing place. And he tested me with separation from a son who was the light of my eyes and the warmth in my heart. His brothers took him to the desert one day and returned his bloodied shirt. I had a son who was Joseph's brother from the same mother. I could smell Joseph's scent on him. He was a healing for my broken heart in place of Joseph. His brothers brought him to you, but did not return him. You have enslaved him on charge of theft. Yet stealing has no place in a family of prophets. Separation from my children has deprived me of sight and strength. I ask you to return my imprisoned son to this old, frail man and rescue me from sorrow. In this case, I will pray for you. However, if you have no mercy on this sorrow-stricken man, I will grieve with such an intensity that the flame burn to ash, and the seven generations after you will not endure its fire. The servant of God, Jacob.
I think the governor of Egypt has the wrong impression about us.
We have done nothing wrong to our father or brother.
Have you the document? You maintain that you have committed no sin. We have told the governor nothing but the truth. Be sure of it. All right.
We, 10 Canaanite brothers, sell our slave Joseph to Malak, son of Zar, for 18 dirham. On the condition that he takes him to Egypt or a faraway land so that he cannot return to Canaan. Levi and Simeon have signed this letter. Seemingly, it is Simeon's handwriting. Which one of you is Simeon?
Me.